I shall be presiding as the presiding officer pro tempore until the election of a president. I'd like to call the meeting to order. The time is 7:38. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice on January 7, 2016. Faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, Hunterdon Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and Express Times. Posting on the district website, the main bulletin board, and the administration office, and in each Clinton Township school. And lastly, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. At this time, I'd like to join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We wanted to let the public know that the law requires that the Board of Education to reorganize and affirm the basic structure upon which it will function for the year. The board secretary runs the meeting until the election of the board president, at which time the board president will preside over the meeting. Right now, I'd like to read the results of the school board election of the which was held on November 8th, 2016. The combined statement of results of the 2016 school board election were made part of the annual organization meeting minutes, and they are as follows. Mrs. Demoral, with 3,205 votes for a three-year full term. Mr. Malloy, with 269 votes, three-year full term. And Mrs. Miller, with 3,276 votes, also three-year full term. I'd like to congratulate those members for being elected to this board. And congratulations and good luck.
Good luck.
At this time, I'd like to have the three new board members stand up so the oath can be administered. I'd like for you to read simultaneously what you have in front of you.
I, Kevin Malloy, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and this state under the authority of the people, so help me God. I, Kevin Malloy, do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of a member of the Board of Education, have never been convicted of a crime or offense listed in NJSA 18A-12-1, that I am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS 19-4-1, and that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office according to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Thank you very much, and congratulations again. At which time I'd like for you, not now, but by the end of the meeting, just to sign. There's two copies in front of you. The second one I will obtain. The other copy will be yours to obtain. Here's your second. You need one to read.
Thank you, sir.
At this time, I'd like to take the roll call of the board. Mrs. Grant?
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Here.
Mrs. Demoral?
Here.
Mrs. McHugh?
Here.
Mrs. Miller?
Here.
Mr. Malloy?
Here.
Mrs. Olasky?
Here.
Mrs. Rudel Goda?
Here.
And Mrs. Vanderoff? Right now, I'd like to open nominations for the board president. Do I have any nominations for a board president?
I'd like to nominate Marie Grant.
Second.
Third.
Fourth.
Who was the second?
Me. Maria. The other Maria.
I don't remember how we go through this again.
Ask for another. Is there any other nomination?
Do we have any other? Do I have any other nominations for president at this time? Hearing none, I'd like to close the floor at this time. And at this point, I'd like to take a roll call for having Ms. Grant as president of our board.
Doesn't have to be.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need a motion to close the floor for the nomination.
Motion. Second.
And now you can do the roll.
All right, at this time, I'd like to have a roll call. Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. Demorelli.
Yes.
Did I say that correctly?
Demorelli.
Demorelli. Sorry about that.
It takes us a few meetings. We get
no
that.
No worries.
Mrs. McHugh.
Yes.
Mrs. Miller.
Yes.
Mr. Malloy.
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky.
Yes.
And Mrs. Rudelgoda.
Yes.
And Mrs. Quinn.
Yes.
I was saving you for last.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Juskowitz. I'd like to open the floor, please, for nominations for the Vice President of the Clinton Township Board of Education. The floor is now open.
Rachel McLaughlin.
Looking for a second, please.
Second.
Mrs. Olasky.
Any other nominations for Vice President of the Clinton Township Board of Education? Seeing none then, I'd like to look for a motion, please, to close the floor.
Motion.
Kevin Malloy.
Second. A second, please.
Second.
Did you miss it?
And may we now please have a roll call for Ms. Rachel McLaughlin as Vice President of Clinton Township Board of Education, please?
Mrs. Grant.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. Demerly.
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh.
Yes.
Mrs. Miller.
Yes.
Mr. Malloy.
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky.
Yes.
And Mrs. Rudelgoda.
Yes.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Clinton Township Board of Education's annual reorganization meeting. Today is Wednesday, January 4th, 2017. I'm looking forward to serving as president of the Board of Education for the year of 2017 and working with this very talented group of individuals, all who are volunteering their personal time to help provide the best quality education that we can for the children of Clinton Township, all while being fiscally responsible to the taxpayers of our community. The members of this Board of Education hold a very diverse set of core competencies, expertise, and experiences that will help best support Dr. Verlani and her administrative team for the upcoming year. Dr. Verlani, on behalf of the Board of Education, I'd like to share with you our commitment and our dedication and our eagerness to support you and your staff as we work together to provide the best education for the students of our community. Tonight's reorganization meeting has two objectives. Our first objective is to reorganize the board. This is a requirement, as Mr. Juskowitz said before, of all Board of Educations in the state of New Jersey to complete, and therefore we would conduct this meeting early on in January before we begin any business of the Board of Education. The tasks that we'll complete this evening include the swearing in already, which has happened, of our new board members, the appointment of new board officers, assigning members of our Board of Education to new committees. In addition, the board also carries out many other duties, and we'll vote on those as well. So we'll be adopting the board policy manual, the official newspapers, appointing our auditors, and things of that nature. This evening, I would just like to take a few moments and welcome our three new board members. I'd first like to thank Ms. Kathy Miller for running for the Board of Education and welcome you to our board. Ms. Miller has an extensive background in education, and we're excited to get her to hit the ground running and helping make contributions to the Board of Education. So thank you and welcome.
Thank you.
Also like to welcome Ms. Demerly. Ms. Demerly also ran and won, as Mr. Juskowitz said. She has extensive background in finance, so we look forward to you joining, guess which committee, and helping us as we plan for our financial future as a district. And then I would like to welcome back an old board member meeting.
Keep going.
Mr. Kevin Malloy. Mr. Malloy brings budgeting, finance, insurance negotiations with him as a board member. He has served for 3 or 4 years prior, so welcome back.
Thank you.
And thank you for accepting the write-in ballots that you received. I'd also like to welcome back our returning board members who have all come back for yet another year. Mrs. McHugh is serving the third year of her first term. Mrs. Rachel McLaughlin Cirque, the second year of her second three-year term. Wow. And welcome back to the two of you. Mrs. Alyssa Olowski, welcome back for your second year of your first term, emphasis on first term. Mrs. Rudogeda, beginning her second year of her first term on the Board of Education. And I'd like to welcome, although she couldn't attend this evening, I'd like to welcome back Ms. Vanderhoff, serving her third year of her first term here on the Board of Education. Now, I'd like to take a few moments and explain to everybody a little bit about how the Board of Education operates. We operate under a committee structure. These committees work on specific topics or categories of business relative to working with Dr. Villani and Mr. Juskowitz throughout the year. We have four committees here in Clinton Township. The first committee is our Facilities and Finance Committee. Our Policy and Curriculum Committee is our second committee. Our third is Personnel and Negotiations. And then our fourth committee is Communications. Each committee has four members, or three members, depending upon people's availability. And those committees are led by a chairperson. Agendas are established by the committee chairperson along with the superintendent. And in the case of Facilities and Finance, that agenda also includes our business administrator as we develop that particular agenda. If any board member has any questions about what's happening in the district or topics relative to the board or things that are on the agenda or that they do see in board briefs or in meeting minutes from committees, they contact the committee chairperson who hopefully can provide answers. And if not, then that committee chairperson then contacts either Mr. Juskowitz or Dr. Villani for an answer. And then that answer gets communicated to the full Board of Education. And each year, each of these committees get reorganized. I've spoken with board members to understand what committees they've worked on. I've also spoken with Ms. McLaughlin as vice president of the board from last year, and I'm going to make the following committee assignments for the year 2017. For our policy and curriculum, I've asked Ms. McLaughlin, who's been the chair of that committee, to once again chair that committee for this year. Serving with her will be Mrs. McHugh and Mrs. Rudogeda. There is an open spot on this particular committee, so if there is a board member that would like to serve on the policy and curriculum committee, please let me know via email or a phone call, and I can make that assignment. For facilities and finance, I've asked Ms. Olowski to serve as chairperson of that particular committee. I've asked Mr. Malloy, who has extensive experience on this particular committee, I believe he was the chair for quite some time, 3 years, to also serve on that committee. And as I stated before, Ms. Demerly as well, with her background in finance, and then I will serve on that committee for 2017 as well. In regards to personnel, Ms. Vanderhoff has agreed to become the chairperson again for that particular committee. Ms. Olowski will serve on that committee. Ms. Miller has also agreed to serve on that committee, and I will also participate on that particular committee. We have a communications committee established, and what we've done the last few years is not provide or members to that particular committee. It wasn't, the communications commitment wasn't needed on a month-to-month basis, and so whenever there is a need for communications, we will create an ad hoc committee of people to make sure that we're communicating whatever's going on to the public. And Dr. Valani's responsible for all other communications from the district out to the parents, out to the staff, and out to the community. But if there's anything of special interest, any projects we're working on that are big, then there will be a committee established to make sure that we take care of doing that. So for now, we're not going to appoint any members, and I just want to make sure that all board members are okay with that at this particular moment in time. All right? Okay, we have three other committees that we need to assign this evening. The first is our negotiations committee with our Clinton Township Education Association. I will chair that committee. Ms. Olasky will serve on that committee. Mr. Malloy will join that committee once again. And Ms. Demerle also asked to serve on that committee. We're also in negotiations with our administrators. Ms. Vanderhoff will serve as chair. Ms. McLaughlin will serve on that committee as well. Ms. Olasky will also be on that committee, and I will serve on that committee as well. We have an ad hoc committee to reestablish tonight from last year, which is the ad hoc committee looking at the feasibility of possibly closing a school in the district. Ms. Vanderhoff will be on that committee, Ms. McLaughlin, and myself. We have an open spot on that particular committee, so I'm looking for any board member. Again, if you want to consider being on that particular committee, let me know, and we will assign you that way. So those are my assignments for committees. We also have five outside board appointments to make this evening. We are part of the Board of Education for the Huntington County ESC. This particular group gives us a seat on their board. They meet twice a year, once to evaluate the budget for ESC and to approve their budget, and then there's a second meeting later on in that year as well. I'm looking for someone in the next 4 weeks or so to volunteer to be on that committee. The commitment is relatively small, and the district really needs to have somebody serve on that particular a committee to represent the district with ESC. We also have a seat on the Huntington County School Boards Organization. Mrs. McLaughlin has represented our district on that particular outside committee. She has graciously agreed to continue representing our district with Huntington County School Boards. There is a delegate opportunity. I think there's one meeting a year for NJSBA to go and vote on new bylaws with the New Jersey School Boards Association. So I'm asking for a board member to consider representing us at one meeting as a delegate with NJSBA. The board liaison to the town council, I've done it the last couple of years, and then I will continue to do that this year as well. We've just spent a fair amount of time reassigning committees. Dr. Valani's done a great job. We established this procedure a few years ago where we come up with our full committee schedule right at reorg meeting, and then everybody can book their years out. That particular schedule is a very colorful schedule. Is right here, and everybody will get a copy for that. So
everybody has one.
Everybody has one. Okay.
Thank you.
It's right here, and it's very colorful, so everybody can plan ahead, if possible, for what our committee meetings are. I just want to take a few moments just to review with the full board that we are required by state law to fulfill training requirements on once a year basis based on the number of years that you are on the Board of Education. And this is per the School District Accountability Act. The state mandates the following training programs. So for a board member serving their first year as a member of the board, you are responsible for taking Governance 1. This is the only training that you actually have to go someplace on a Saturday to, I think it's a four, no, it's a five-hour training. Mm-hmm. I think it's a five-hour training off-site. They're usually held in relatively convenient locations, nowhere more than 40 minutes from here. That is the only one you have to attend in person. I found it, when I took it as a board member, very informative, helped give you a good foundation of what to expect. Mr. Juskiewicz will get you that information so that you know, you can pick and choose when you want to make sure you meet that particular requirement. You have 1 year to do it, okay? Governance 2 is finance-based, okay? And that is for people in their first term, in their second year. So those of you who are now in your second year on the board, you have to fulfill training on finance. This training you can do in person on a Saturday or a weeknight, or you can do it online. Their online training is very, very good. And then if you have any questions, you can always reach out to them via email and they respond very quickly if you should have any questions. But those online programs are very good and well done. Governance 3 is for board members in their first term, but in their third year of their term. And it talks about student achievement. Student achievement. You can go in person and do that in person, or you can do it online as well. And then for a reelected Board of Education member, you have to take this one. It talks about anti-bullying. It gives you a legal update and things of that nature. This too you can do online or do it in person. My guess, Mr. Malloy, is this the one you would need to, because this is your second turnaround, but Mr. Juskiewicz will,
okay,
will make sure. So in the next few weeks, Mr. Juskiewicz will get to you a link of websites, so you know where to go to either sign up for the online training or the in-person types of training. Any questions on that, board members? Okay. In February, I've asked Ms. Gwen Thornton to come into our board meeting to do our annual mandated ethics training, so we can expect as a board, as part of our meeting in February, to have the mandated training by NJSBA rep. Dr. Villani and I are currently working on the district task list. We established this list a few years ago. You will get that list at the next board meeting later this month. It lists all of the things that we need to do on a monthly and quarterly basis that are required by law or just operationally and procedurally that we need to do. We found that by establishing this, we are always trying to stay ahead of the game of what's required for us to do, and so that nothing falls through the loop. Everything on that list will be color-coded. Things that are finished that we've done will be in blue, so we don't have to worry about it anymore. Things that are in that we finished that particular month, I think, are in yellow, and then things that are in process would be in green. But I'll go over that all with you again in January, so you can expect to get that as well. I'd like to turn it over for a moment to Mrs. McLaughlin so that you can review the core values of the Board of Education. Mrs. McLaughlin?
Sure. In addition to the, talking about our code, right?
Yep.
Okay. So in addition to the requirements by the state for the code ethics for school board members, this particular Board of Education in previous years has established their own code of ethics in the spirit of transparency, accountability, and collegiality. And basically, it's an opportunity for us to work collaboratively together in a respectful manner.
Mm-hmm. And each month, when we have a board meeting, I will assign someone to be the process guardian. And it would be that board member's responsibility just to make sure that we're operating that night within the set core values. The core values sit here at the dais in front of each of us. We all have a copy, and the process guardian just makes sure that we all abide by the core values that we've agreed upon as a board as we do business on a month-to-month basis. Any questions on that? No? Okay.
Madam President, I just want to let you know those core values, I didn't put them out this evening because I knew there was many other things and I didn't want to overburden everybody, but usually they're usually sitting on the top right-hand corner where you're seated.
Very good, thank you. Before we move on to public comment section, I just would like to introduce Dr. Gina Villani. I know she has a couple things she wanted to talk about this evening. Dr. Villani?
Good evening. I don't have a full report this evening, but I do want to just briefly discuss an incident that occurred around Valley School today. There was a minor bus incident in the parking lot of Round Valley School. One bus rolled into and bumped into the bumper of another bus. There were no injuries at all today. The school nurse checked every student that was on either of the two buses. Parents were notified, and we also spoke with the bus company, and they will do an investigation on their end, but everyone was fine. Just wanted to report that out.
Great, thank you.
I also just, related to that, I want to thank Mr. Connolly and Ms. Strait for the work that they did today in the school. They did a great job.
I would just like to echo that because my son was on one of the buses, so he couldn't wait to tell me when he got home.
Was that upon arrival?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'd like to open the floor now for our first public comment section on agenda items only. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw 9322 limits comments to 3 minutes. We'll adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair, consistent, and equitable way. Also, the public comment section is for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will make at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they'll be answered at the conclusion of the public comment section. We will gather all the questions and then go through them one by one. To the extent any other action or research is warranted by the superintendent or the Board of Education, we will address those at a later date with whomever had those questions. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 30 minutes.
Excuse me, Madam President, do we need to vote on the committee assignments and chairs before
we'll do that when we do the consensus vote a little bit later. Thank you. Anybody like to address the board? No? Seeing none then, I'll close the floor and open the floor for the first recognition of the public. The same guidelines that I went through regarding the public comment section on agenda items only apply here as well. If you'd like to address the board, please step up to the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 15 minutes. Anyone like to address the board?
Lana Brennan, 21 Fawn Drive. Just a quick question about the bus incident, because my daughter was on the bus that I guess rolled into the other one. Do we know if this was a mechanical failure or if it was a driver issue, or is that something that the bus company will get and get back to us?
We don't know at this time, but they're looking into it.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Would anybody else like to address the board this evening? No, seeing none. Then I would like to move on to the resolutions regarding organizations. We'll vote on items related to the structure and operations of the board for 2017. We'll conduct this portion of the meeting the identical way we do our committee reports as a block motion consent vote. I'll move these items, look for a second, board members will have an opportunity to ask questions, and then we'll have a roll call. So with that said, I'd like to move items letter D, which includes the committees and other assignments, through letter AA. Looking for motion, please.
Motion.
Second, please.
Second.
Any questions from members of the board? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, Mr. Juskowitz, please?
Mrs. Olowski.
Yes.
Mrs. Miller.
Yes.
Mrs. Demerly?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. Rudelgoda?
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Juskowitz. is Mr. Juskowitz's favorite time in the meeting. No, actually, not just yet. I'd like to now open the floor to the second recognition of the public. Again, if you'd like to address the board, the same guidelines that we mentioned before apply here. If you'd like to address the board, please go to the podium, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this part of the meeting to 15 minutes. Now, seeing none, I'd like to close the floor on second recognition of the public. Turn it over to Mr. Juskowitz for the executive session statement. Mr. Juskowitz, please.
I just want to remind everyone before we leave this evening, I need you to review the Code of Ethics, and I need you to sign off on those and send that first page back to me by the end of the meeting.
Thank you.
Whereas, while the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, et sec., requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-12b sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e., without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12b to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any matter involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance, promotion or disciplining, any specific prospective public officer or employee, or current public officer or employee employed or appointed by the public body, unless all individual employees or appointees whose rights could be adversely affected request in writing that such matter or matters be discussed at a public meeting, subject to the balancing the public's interest and employees' privacy rights under South Jersey Publishing Company versus New Jersey Expressway Authority, 124 NJ 478, the employees and nature of the discussion described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality as personnel, and whereas any collective bargaining agreement or terms and conditions of which are proposed for inclusion in any collective bargaining agreement, including the negotiation of terms and conditions with employees or representative of employees of the public body. The collective bargaining contract discussed is between the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Administration Association. And whereas any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiation in which the public body is or may become a party, any matters falling within the attorney-client privilege to the extent that confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer, the nature of the matter described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality as attorney-client privilege, personnel, and negotiations. Whereas the length of executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action may be taken upon return.
Thank you, Mr. Juskowitz. I'm looking for a motion, please, to go into executive session.
Motion.
Mr. Malloy, second, please.
Second.
Malowski. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We're now in executive session. I'm looking for a motion, please, to reconvene the meeting.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting is reconvened. Looking for a motion, please, to adjourn the meeting.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting adjourned.
Yay.